There are two mistakes Christians can make when practicing gratitude. The first mistake is denying the fall. The second mistake is forgetting resurrection hope. When we deny the fall, we act as if gratitude means pretending life is not broken. We say things like, just be thankful when someone is grieving. We pressure people to smile when they need to lament. We rush people past pain before they have told the truth. That is not Christian gratitude. The Bible never denies the fall. Scripture tells the truth about sin, suffering, injustice, betrayal, death, grief, sickness, and human weakness. Jesus himself wept at the tomb of Lazarus. He did not stand there and say, "Don't be sad." He entered the grief, even though he knew resurrection was coming. So gratitude must never become denial. But there is another mistake. We can become so focused on brokenness that we forget resurrection hope. We may begin to believe that pain gets the final word. We may rehearse regret as identity. We may live as if death, failure, shame, or disappointment is the end of the story. But the gospel says something stronger. Christ is risen. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 15:20. But now Christ has been raised from the dead. He became the first fruits of those who are asleep. The resurrection of Jesus is not just a comforting idea. It is the beginning of God's new creation. It means death does not get the final word. It means suffering is real, but it is not ultimate. It means our labor in the Lord is not in vain. The Bible encourages this hope, and Ministry Sciences observes that people need truthful hope, not false comfort. False comfort denies pain. Despair denies grace. Christian hope tells the truth about both. What should we not do? Do not deny the fall. Do not minimize grief. Do not call evil good. Do not use gratitude to silence lament. But also, do not forget resurrection hope. Do not let the grave narrate your whole life. Do not let failure become your final identity. Do not let sorrow erase the promises of God. Christian gratitude says, "This world is broken and Christ is risen." That one sentence can carry a weary soul.